Iranian legislators have approved the outlines of a motion to consider relocating the country's capital from Tehran to another city. The plan was ratified with 110 for, 97 against, and 10 abstentions in an open session of Majlis on Tuesday. Some representatives that were for and some that were against spoke to Press TV about the issue.
Under the proposal, a council will be established. The council will give government 2 years to come up with a plan to select a suitable location for the new capital or decentralization of Tehran in a way that organizations that do not necessarily have to be located in the capital be taken elsewhere and solve the problems the city faces today. The plan doesn't necessarily mean relocating the capital.
Developed countries have separated their political and economic capitals. For example, Tehran can remain Iran's political capital, but another city like Tabriz that already has the necessary infrastructure can become Iran's economic capital.
Iranian government spokesman in a press conference on Wednesday stated that the government does not agree with the plan because of its high cost. Other representatives agree.
No, I'm not for relocating Tehran. I believe that relocating Tehran will not solve its pollution problem for good. It can only decrease it. Problems such as pollution and traffic must be fundamentally solved.
Some people think relocating the capital is not the solution.
Relocating the capital is very costly and cannot be done with this budget. I believe that the government must develop public transportation and relocate government organizations that don't need to be here to solve the problems of the city.
With a population of nearly 8.3 million and more than 14 million in the wider metropolitan area, Tehran is the largest city in Iran as well as in Western Asia.
Moving Iranian capital to another city is not something that's going to happen overnight. It's costly, and in this research, the people that I talk to say that they want an effective plan to tackle traffic and pollution and solve it in the near future. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.